and an untrained part-time minister, what might he be called?
Huh?
A layman.
A layman would be not a minister.
No, a layman wouldn't. I'm thinking of something that you might call a person who isn't very well trained, and you don't have much respect for.
Jack-legged preacher.
Right. Okay, that's what I meant. Now, do they ever use that for anything other than a preacher? Would you ever talk about a lawyer that way?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard lawyers called jack-legged lawyers and jack-legged preachers. That made me think of several years ago, we had a lawyer up in town here. He just a fire. And there's a lawyer come in from California wanting to settle in this town, and went to this lawyer and asked him, says, how about a chance for a lawyer here in this town? He says, if you're above the middle half of the ladder, says you're all right, but if you're in the lower half of the ladder, says she's all full.
I think that's the way it is. I think that's the way it is all over the world and everything.
Yeah.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah, he says.
That's good. You're talking to me about my uncle's wife, and you'd say, now he is your uncle and she is
your aunt.
Yeah. And the rank, a couple of ranks, military ranks in the army, the highest rank, let's say we're talking about Pershing or MacArthur.
Generals?
Yeah, so you wouldn't call him Mr. MacArthur, you'd call
no,
him?
No, general.
General, so.
MacArthur or yeah. General.
All right, and how about a rank coming down from there? To, I don't know.
Colonel?
Yeah, and let's say his name was Sanders or something like that.
Yeah.
Say
I see. I can't think of one right now.
Well, how about a man who presides over a trial?
Judge?
And how about how is the word captain used in this part of the country? People call, much call somebody captain under what?
Well, used to be when they'd run these boats up and down the river, they'd be the captain on the boat, Captain so-and-so, whoever he was. And they used to run boats up and down Frank's Broad River, and they had captains on them, and you got captains in different phrases. Of,
yeah. Well, it's ever used as kind of a polite term, or... that somebody might call somebody else captain just out of...
Blue sky. Yeah, I've heard them called captains.
And what did you say if a child in school would be called?
A child? Student.
Yeah, and a man in his office, he might have a woman who takes dictation, she'd be called...
Secretary.
All right, and your nationality, someone, you say, I'm not a Canadian, I'm...
American.
Okay, and they... what names do you have for poor whites? The people who, the people that are seem kind of trifling and shiftless and don't take care of themselves.
Trash.
Yeah. Is that
trash about what you'd call them?
Okay. Now, do you have a name for someone who lives way out in the country, and very rarely gets into town?
Well, you could call him a hillbilly.
Well, that's a fairly modern term. What about a term that you might remember? Any terms they'd use to call him an old mountain?
Huh?
That's the word I was wondering about. Yeah.
Hoosier? Mountain Hoosier?
Is that for, that was fairly common?
Yes. Yeah. Mountain Hoosier.